Okay, given that that tonight is Rosh Chodesh Adar, and there are three shailos that are going to be nageya this year on Purim. Purim this year is Erev Shabbos, which at least here in Chutz Laaretz has not happened in a very long time. I'd like to discuss three separate shailos from Mishnah Berurah that are going to come up in Yitzhak Hashem on this Purim Erev Shabbos that are all from the sugyas here in Arvei Pesachim. The first shaila, of course, is what time of the day to have the Sudas Purim. Being that it's Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to have a Suda, especially an elaborate Suda, on Erev Shabbos. So the first Gemara in Arvei Pesachim talked about Erev Shabbos, and at Purim Achlaikis, the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, said Lo yechal adam in Arvei Shabbos siyamim tayvin amilchol amayla. He said not to make a meal Erev Shabbos min amilchol amayla. Rabbi Yaisi said Eichel v'haylech at shetach shach. Rabbi Yaisi said no problem, you can eat all day. And we paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. We paskin the halacha is that a person can have a suda any time he wants Erev Shabbos. It's a hiddur mitzvah to. It's a hidden mitzvah to come into Shabbos hungry, but the Ikar HaDin in Simi Resh Mem Tes is that you're allowed to have a Suda any time on Erev Shabbos. I'd like to read you, there are two parts to Resh Mem Tes Siv Beis. It says, in the second half of the Siv, it says, Lachol V'lishtais, a Suda Sherogel Ba'Bechayel. Erev Shabbos, to have a normal meal, like a regular weekday meal, you can have it any time you want. Minadin mitzvah lihimana melakvaya suda shadag by bechayel mitesha shoy sulamayla. The mitzvah is to refrain from mechiktana. Mechiktana next on Purim is about 3:25. So it says mitzvah lihimana for it's a mitzvah to be menaya from starting such a suda after that time. Now that's talking about a normal meal. What about an elaborate meal? So it says sudo mishta she'ein ragel bimei achayel. It's an elaborate meal. It says osa l'kfaya b'erev Shabbos. It says that a person should not have an elaborate meal erev Shabbos. Ramah says, but sudo shezmana erev Shabbos kagayim bris mila pinyin abed mutter. But if it's a sudas mitzvah that zman is today, which would seem to include Purim, that's mutter. And according to that, the Ikar HaDin is it's mutter a whole day. It's a mitzvah, limana, it's a mitzvah t'mineya, to start before, this year comes out 3:25, which is Micha Ketana. That's what it says in Hilchis Shabbos. And here it's important for me to explain what it says in Hilchis Purim. Because when you learn Hilchis Purim, it's the Ramah, in Tov Reish Tzadik Hei Sif Beis, says Chal Purim B'Yom Shishi Yasu Hasuda B'Shachris Mishum Kvayt Shabbos. Ramos says not like what I just read, probably Moedim Mikra Adin, but he says the proper thing is to have the Suda in the morning B'Mnei Kvayt Shabbos. Now here what the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to listen carefully, because the Mishnah Berurah says Hainu kaidem chatzais hayayim lechatchila. That's before noon lechatchila, which noon is now about 12 o'clock. And the Mishnah Berurah then says, v'ayim b'yad Ephraim b'shem Ariel. That's how he ends. Now most people read, when the Mishnah Berurah says, ayin something, they blah, 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 you go weiter. Here it pays to look up b'yad Ephraim b'shem Ariel. He says, ain't sarach lahachmir b'zeh. That's what it says. That you don't have to be machmir to have it in the first half of the day. And you can have the suda in the second half of the day. And Ikar HaDin the whole day. And mitzvah not to start after 3:25. Although if you didn't start yet, I guess you would have to start then. So this is the first halacha, which is Rabbi Yaisi in our Gemara. That you're allowed to have the Sudas Purim on Erev Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah to start, that you should start before Micha Ketana, which is about, as I said, about 325. And that is, that's a din that's nega pretty much to everybody. And if you want to daven mincha first, you would have to have it in the afternoon anyway. Here in shul, normally we have mincha Purim like every hour in the afternoon. This year we're going to have it at 12:40 and 1:40, so people can daven mincha and then have the suda earlier. And I think that's going to be the way it is in most batei midrash. So this is the din aleph that comes from the first amid of Arei Pesachim. The din of when to start a meal on Erev Shabbos. On Kuf Amid Aleph, it talked about Peiros Mapo Mekadesh. Now this is Negeya, if you're in the middle of a Sudas Purim, and it's Shabbos. When you're in the middle of a Sudas Purim, you look at the time, and it's already, it's going to be Shabbos. Your wife's going to light candles. What do? So you Peiros Mapo Mekadesh. I don't know why, but in Yerushalayim, the minig is that everybody is Peiros Mapo Mekadesh, just like the thing to do. In Yerushalayim, Friday is Purim more often than Chutz Laretz. Because when our Purim is Thursday, their Shusha Purim is Friday. And that falls more often in the calendar than the way it is today. So the thing to do in Purim is to be Peiros Mapo Mekadesh. It could be they start the Suda in the first half of the day, but they're still going. And the Peiros Mapo Mekadesh. I'm not advocating one way or the other, but I'd like to talk to you about the halachis of Peiros Mapo Mekadesh. What does that mean? It means you're middle of a meal, and it comes the time you're going to light candles. It's already Shabbos. What do? So what it says is you continue the meal, but wait. Peiros Mapo means you spread something over the challah. You cover the challah. Every time you make Kiddush, you cover the challah. Umekadish, and you make Kiddush. Now here, this is the most unusual Kiddush you'll ever make in your life. Because what it says in the Shulchan Aruch is that when you Peiros Mapo Umekadish, you don't say Boyer Priyagofen in Kiddush. Presumably, it's Purim. You already said a Boyer Priyagofen at some time during the meal, during the Suda. So you don't make another Bar Priyagofen. So there's no machlaikis in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no machlaikis in Mishnah Bura. It says, by Peiros Mapo Mekadesh, in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Dalet, Im HaYushois in Yayin Tchila, Einai Oimer Ela Kiddush Bovad, B'loi Birchas HaYayin. So you say Kiddush without a Bar Priyagofen, you're part of a Bar Priyagofen. What do you do next? What do you do next after Kiddush? Huh? You got to take lacha mishnah. Do you have to wash? You don't have to wash. You washed already. Your hands are clean. There's no reason to wash. Okay. What about hamaitzi? What about hamaitzi? So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch brings two shitas about hamaitzi. Bar priyagofen, no two shitas. You don't make bar priyagofen. The first shita, I'll tell you why. V'akach mevarach birchas hamaitzi. Says. Bar Priyagofen you don't have to make. But Hamaitzi, even though you ate bread already, Akam Avarach Birchas Hamaitzi, V'yesh Oimrim, you wash, your hands are clean, you don't have to wash again, V'yesh Oimrim, She'enim Avarach Hamaitzi. There are two shittas in Shulchan Aruch if you make Hamaitzi. The second sheet is V'yesh Oimrim, that you don't make Hamaitzi. Mishnah Brura says, Safer Brachas Lahakol, which means the halacha you don't say hamaitzi. It's interesting. Darach Hashulchan says you do make hamaitzi. Says the Rif and the Rosh say to make hamaitzi. And the Rambam's unclear. They're the big three paiskim. So here the question is: what's the logic? Why don't you say Bar Priyagofen and you do say hamaitzi? What's the svara to that? Yeah. So the Rosh says.
You don't know what we have today about the hamaitzi.
That doesn't answer the question. Why would you say Hamaitzi if you don't say Bar Priyagofen? You never make Hamaitzi when you have a second piece of bread. But there's no different than a second piece of bread.
Doesn't
explain the Hamaitzi. I'll tell you what the Rush says. The Rush says the following. He says, Bar Priyagofen, there was never a minute you couldn't drink wine. You're drinking wine, comes time for Kiddush, you make Kiddush on wine. There's never a moment you can't drink wine. So there's no hefsek. You have to make a bracha of kiddush. Okay, but it's still part of drinking wine. There's never a time you couldn't drink wine. The Rosh says, Hamaitzi, you came to a moment that you weren't allowed to eat bread because you had to make kiddush. When the chi of kiddush was chal, you couldn't eat bread because you had to make kiddush first. So the Rosh says, that's a hefsek for the Hamaitzi. What? Because that's a hefsek. That's the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh says, the Kavanah Tzemid.
Rabbi Yossi held that you only need to make kiddush at the end.
That's how the Rosh explains. Mishabura says not to make a mighty either, so you don't make a mighty. Why you bench in the middle of a meal? Why bench? Why bench? You don't have to bench. You can have sucker. If you're Messiah to ask, you decide not to eat more bread, you change your mind, you eat bread. You don't have to bench. What? You're covering the challah, Zechel Aman, because of Aman. Now it's Shabbos challah. Before it was Erev Shabbos bread. Now it's becoming Shabbos bread. So Shabbos bread, you do a Zechel Aman. You don't make Habaytzi, because you don't have to go to, you're not Mechuyim to go to the bathroom. Okay. I hear? Yeah.
But you do make a bracha,
what? The Chi of Kiddush. But that's the bracha and the wine. Anytime, the bracha and the wine is the Kiddush. You could drink wine, you have to make the Kiddush bracha and the wine. But so the fact you can't do it before the bracha doesn't make it a hefsek. You can make a bracha and drink the wine. The bracha now has the bracha of Kiddush on the wine. But, okay. Anyway, but these are directions. You got to remember these directions for Purim. So if you're still in the middle of the Suda, you're Purim Mapu Mekadish, and you're sober all the time. Not 100%, but more or less sober. And what? Yeah, that's a good kasha. I don't know the answer, but I don't know if you're allowed to make Kishon Chal. If you have wine, you don't make Kishon Chal.
Yeah, you don't need wine.
Oh, so what about Maris? So it's a fascinating thing. I'm going to talk about it anyway here in this parik. The halacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and it's a Magen Avraham, that you're allowed to make kiddush, have a meal, and then daven Maariv. There's nothing wrong with it. It's no different than any time during the week. You have to have a reminder, whatever it is. But you're allowed to do it out of order. You're allowed to have the Suda, and then go daven Maariv. You have to have a minion, all right? You have to make sure you have 10 people around the table, and you do it. In Maaser Rav of the Gra, in not any new Maisa, the old traditional Maisa Rav, it says the Gra said there's no such thing. Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush in Shemayna Esrei first, and Kiddush Alayai in second. And he writes a Lashon that Lo Mitzino Bishas out of order, even though Paras Mapa Mekadosh seems to be out of order. But the Gra, that's what it says in Maisa Rav. In the traditional Maisa Rav, that's in the Gra Siddur, there's Aga underneath, and you saw Salanter, that this is a toss. That this is a mistake, and it can't be. You could do any order you want. Why can't you do it out of order? It's a fascinating thing, because in the Bir Agra on Brach Islam and Gimel, it says the same thing, and that was supposedly written by the Gra, that it has to be in a certain order. That needs a Bior, and maybe we'll get to it when we deal later in the Perek. But anyway, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you could do Kiddush and Suda first, Amarav second, and whatever, you had set up a Shemir to remind you not to miss my Kriya Shema, maybe you should say Kriya Shema. But these are the two halachas that I wanted to mention. I want to mention a third din. The third thing is, I have these sheets here, which are two, basically, Astira and Mishnah Berurahs. Rav Palm, I saw many times, people brought in the Astira, and he had seen it 100 times. Every time he saw it, he stopped and tried to harav it and find the teretz. So Mishnah Berurah from one page to the next, and it's an open Astira, and it's Negeya, for most people on Purim. We're going now to Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. The bottom tais is brought that there's something called Bracha Vatayva Neitiv. If you make by a pregafen on wine, and then you bring new wine to the table, a different wine, you make a bracha. Bracha Tayva Neitiv. That's the bracha. Now, what are the rules for a new wine? If both wines are on the table, there's no question that you don't make. That says straight in the Ramah that the mechaber is not. The mechaber shita is who adinim ha'yelam etchila sheyena. The mechaber shita is you always make a taiva meitiv. But we follow the Ramah, most of us at least. Davke shaloya fun of yachad kishaberach by pri agafen. They weren't there. The steer in the Mishnah Berurah is the following. Do you say a taiva meitiv if both wines are in the house, just not on the table, but you bring it to the table later, you make hataiva meitiv? Or is it only if the new wine came from outside the house, then you make hataiva meitiv? This is again to many of us on Purim, on the table you have wine, you want to bring wine from somewhere else in the house. What do you do? It seems to be a clear steer in Mishnah Berurah. I underlined the two of them on these copies. And this is all in Siman Kuf Ayin Hei, which is the law halachas of Yayin, Berachas Yayin. In Sifkaton Dalet, he brings a lechem chamudais kishahein bebeisei b'shas berachas b'yapri agafen v'daitei l'shtaisam kemurach afanav al shulchan dami beitzav levar berachas hatay v'sav berachas lahakol. If it's in the house and you have intentions of drinking it, so you don't make hatay v'ameitim. He says, "Machlaikis savir brachas lahakol." You do not make hatay v'ameitim. That's what he says in Sifkaton Dalet. Later, in Sifkaton Yud Dalet, where it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you have two wines, it talks about if the second is an inferior wine, you don't say Ataiva Meitiv. So it says if you're not sure which is better, so it talks about what to do if you're not sure. So he says, Kaseb El Yahu Rabba, Im Reitz El Avarech Al Kama Yenais. Let's say you want to make Ataiva Meitiv. I'd like to make Ataiva Meitiv. Yesirim al kaponim yashulchan b'shas bracha rishayna. Just take the other ones off the table. V'achak yishashaysa fila kama yeinais mevarach al kol echad b'rchas hatayv. Take it off the table. And when you bring it to the table, you can make many tithes hatayv ha'meitiv. So here he just says, take it off the table. It's like a stiris ha'mishnah brura. It's very, even if we're talking about a better yawn. I want to tell you that Rebelsky, every Shabbos, made hatayv ha'meitiv. Make kiddush on wine, and he made a taiva meitiv. He told me there's not a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, and he explained it to me about five or six times. I till today don't know what he was talking about. Now, not that the problem is him; the problem is me. I couldn't understand what he meant. I'll be honest; Rapam didn't understand what he meant either, and it's very, very difficult. Maybe with a tzirif of the mechaber shita, the mechaber holds even on the table, you make a bracha. Lamaisa, I don't make a taiva meitiv except on Purim. Because on Purim, wine comes in from outside if you're made by a priyagavit. I have one guest who comes to Asuda, and you come in Yitzhak Hashem this year too. Your ticket is, he brings wine, he leaves it right outside the door, and afterwards, after you're made by a priyagavit, he brings it in. And make a taiva meitiv, and then he brings in another one, and make a taiva meitiv. So that is that's the Purim opportunity to be able to make a taiva meitiv. But some of Shabbistira, a teretan, a stira semishtabur, it's one page to the next. You know, sometimes two simanim, one was written by the Chafetz Chaim, one was written by his son, you have to write. This is one page to the next. It's a double tie. I don't want to keep everyone late for Mariv, but this is the question I have.